This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We don't eat like we used to. By and large, that's a good thing for us. Less packaged and processed food. Equally, by and large, it's not so good for the companies that make processed and packaged foods. Marketplace's Annie Baxter went to find out who the customers are who are driving that.
Sales have been slumping for a whole bunch of processed food companies. Whether it's General Mills, Kraft, or the Campbell Soup Company, some of their top brands are struggling. Campbell's chief executive Denise Morrison recently acknowledged these difficulties pretty frankly at a conference. She cited an explosion of interest in fresh food.
And along with this, as all of you know, has come a mounting distrust of so-called big food. The large food companies and legacy brands on which millions of consumers have relied on for so long.
One of the people participating in that backlash is 23-year-old Nick Neelon.
Would you ever use a term like big food?
Yes, and I would also use a term like evil and the devil and Lucifer.
I found Neelon stirring a pot of homemade polenta at a Minneapolis event called Eat for Equity. People raise money for charities while sharing a big, healthy meal.
The food is ready if you want to grab a plate and get started.
A mushroom and fennel ragu fills the air with a rich tomatoey scent. Neelon says that's his kind of grub. He avoids packaged and fast foods.
Somebody else made it, don't eat it. Generally, you'll be happier if you cook all your food from scratch.
Food and beverage analyst Darren Seifer with the NPD Group says young people in particular are rebelling against processed food.
What we found, particularly with the millennial generation, is that they are opting a bit more for fresh items, so things like fruits and vegetables, even some meats.
Seifer traces the change to the Great Recession. Young people ate out less often because they were broke. And instead of cracking open a can of Chef Boyardee, some learned how to cook.
And a lot of that, I think, has to do with how millennials got used to their kitchens sooner than we expected them to.
Food analyst Alexia Howard at Bernstein says another demographic is playing a big role, too. Women.
Over the last several decades, really since the Second World War, heavily processed or packaged foods, more convenient foods, were embraced by moms at home and women wanting to get into the workforce.
But Howard says a few years ago, sales of products like Jell-O and TV dinners declined noticeably. Her theory? Moms were spending more time on the internet reading about what goes into food and got turned off by additives and preservatives. Heidi Stark, who's 37, is a case in point.
I mean, when you start reading what's actually in the packages, no one wants it.
I tagged along with Stark during a grocery shopping trip in Minneapolis. Her 7-year-old son, Anderson, was also in tow, trying to score some junk food, unsuccessfully.
I want pudding.
No.
Stark says gut problems prompted her to start eating super healthy over the past year. Now she plans out her menu and buys lots of fresh fruits, veggies, and meat, sometimes to Anderson's chagrin.
Pork chops with apples and shallots.
Sounds gross.
And then just a sirloin Dijon with kale mixed into
that
it.
That sounds gross, too.
Packaged food companies are trying to woo back consumers like Heidi Stark with some fresh products, like baby carrots from the Campbell Soup Company, or protein-packed items like a Kraft snack pack with meat, cheese, and nuts. Some are also appealing to the growing interest in simple organic ingredients. Think General Mills' acquisition of Annie's, which makes organic mac and cheese. Stock analyst Alexia Howard says even if these products sell well, they're still a small part of the company's overall business.
The margins on these new products are a lot lower. The growth in these new products, rapid though it is, they're starting from a much smaller base than the bigger established brands.
While these big food companies struggle to meet the needs of millennials and moms who want fresher foods, Howard says we could see more cost-cutting and even consolidation. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.